What's your major? All right, so, okay, so we're continuing on. Okay, so we're doing Kopa. Last shita, I guess, we can deal with, I guess, is the Itor. Question is, the Itor's position is that Kopa is our version, is where you bring her, you go together, something like that, under this canopy that has roses or hadassim or something with nice curtains. It's very, whatever the minhag is, I guess, right? That's kind of what's funny about this. But then you set a special place where they go and hang out. Something like that, right? Because it's, I guess, it's, what is it? It's very amorphous here, and Talia Minhag. And what's his idea? What are you really doing? I mean, you're standing under a chuppah. Like, what's the whole deal? What's happening here? And he rejects the position which held that you just have a suda on the, over their heads while they make the brachas. That he says, no. That's v'kanisa l'chuppah. You're entering the chuppah. Yeah, so the question is, what's this idea? What's this whole chuppah thing? Okay, so I'm thinking like this, that I think along the lines Adam's was suggesting, but that let's just take some...
You see, it's the way it has kedusha is because chuppah. The way we're expressing it, we're not expressing if I'm making some gesture that we're going to have bia. We're doing it through going under chuppah, which points to that aspect of the ishos. So it's the action of expressing your gemiras das is on the side of the is the gemiras das of the chuppah component of it. Exactly, just like the kedusha is in the way the gemiras das is objectified. It was objectified through that side as opposed to the other side. We had that according to the what's the name also. According to the Achayrim, it's you start the relationship. Yeah, so where's the Kedusha? We said, what are you doing? So he said, the Kedusha is that the starting relationship could have two forms. You either move in together or you have Bia together. So the Kedusha is that you choose that side as opposed to the Bia side. So similarly here, it's a Gemiras Das, that we're agreeing to have this relationship, and you just need an expression that we have the Gemiras Das. But the expression is one which points to the Chuppah component of it. The fact that they're taking care of her in a miyuchad kind of a way. So it's a special, this is their place, it brings to mind the idea that it is of his house. But you don't have to actually go to his house, because going to his house means you're actually actively beginning the ishas.
So
I see
all the minhag.
Oh, because the minhag is, it could be that the minhag is, it doesn't matter the particulars. The particulars are totally in the minhag. Because you have to just have an expression of your das. So if this is everyone does a canopy that looks like this, that when you go under that canopy, it's going to do it. If the minhag was that the canopy looked in a certain way, and you just go under some funny thing, it could be it wouldn't be an expression of that.
No.
The yichud, it doesn't mean welcome yichud for the chasan and kalaf. They just go walk under a tree, it's not going to do anything, because it doesn't, either under a roof, but it doesn't reflect anything, because you just, either, it's true, there's a roof over their heads, but that's not the minhag. So the minhag is the fact that you're doing it in a way which reflects a special, nice place, and their machnisa l'chuppah, that this place has that quality to it. So therefore, when you go under there, that's what you're doing. That's an objective expression of your gemiras das. If it's not a minhag, then it may, in theory, you could construct a way that it conceptually reflects chuppah, but it's not a valid expression of your gemiras das, because that's not what's done. So in other words, the particulars are telling the minhag. So it says, we have a nice place. Like if you just had four poles or whatever, it wouldn't bring anything to mind, and it's not an expression of your gemiras das. It's to be based upon what is nahug in order to express what your internal das. So then he asks a question. So according to the shita, the itor, could you do yichud? Is you have to do this? So I mean, you could say in a chanami you could do yichud, but perhaps if you want to say not, I mean, it would be, I guess it's smoother if you know. But you could say that what Johnny was saying is that it's part of the Kedusha, is like in Yichud, there still is, like, I guess, like a sexual component, or the fact is that you bring her into your house, it's in private, and here, it's like, it's an expression of your Gemiras Das, but it doesn't have any, it's totally divorced from the instinctual. It's the pure expression of the chuppah, of the fact that we are agreeing to take care of you, and it doesn't have any other, any characteristic of the sexual. Like going in yichud in his bias has a sexual undertone to it, you know. So even though that's not the idea of the thing, but it could be held that the mitzvah of kedusha is that you do it in that expression, which is the most totally isolating out the idea of chuppah, totally removed from any other reflection on the sexual. So it could be that's a kiyum, that's the method which they set up, and it expresses gemiras das. You didn't start, but that's, I mean, the others would hold that it doesn't work because it's true you're expressing your das, but you have to hold, you have to actually begin the thing. And beginning it either through actually moving in or through doing an action which is an action of ishas, namely taking her in your house, protecting her. Right? Or covering your hair, which is actually also an expression of a married woman. Or, you know, that has to be a reality to it. Like the others say, there has to be a reality to it, that you're doing an action of ishas. This is like almost like symbolic. This points to the fact that they have a gemiras das of ishas, you know, but you're not actually acting the ishas, beginning the ishas. Again, the itur is the itur chiddush. You don't have to begin the ishas. The ishas is an internal state of mind. All you have to do is do an action which reflects or concretizes that state of mind, and then the state of mind is the ishas. I mean, that's the chiddush.
He said, "V'amina gazeh be'besula." So I think he's saying is that the particulars he's saying is by the idea of a canopy with roses and curtains, that was the idea of a silva. And Almana, they just had a separate special bed that was set up nicely and it would reflect. That would also, that's where they're going to have yichud, that's where they're going to be. That would reflect. And that's what he thinks, because the particular, he holds it, you just need an action, which is a concrete expression of the Gemiras Das. You know, and that's what's necessary. So it doesn't have the particular, it's Talei and Minhag. And for whatever reason, I don't know, that's what he's saying is a Minhag. For whatever reason, I guess by Besula, it's a whole big way, a whole big fancy ceremony, so it could be they had the Chuppah, and you know, by Amana, it's a little low key, that was the Minhag to do it. But whatever the Minhag is, the particulars are Talei and the Minhag. See, and it could be that's what he's talking about, the that other shita, which had that he just put this, you know, the sudor over their heads. Because it could be the sudor over their head could also reflect that idea. But it could be he's saying is that that's not enough of like a concrete expression. You know what I mean? Like, without makal miyuchad lakach, it's not a concrete expression. You know, so they have a sudor over their head. Okay, fine, so sudor, big deal. Is that? It's not, it has to be enough of an action that it's a reality, it's a real expression of das. The fact that they have a sudor over that while they're saying a bracha, it doesn't, like, what is it? There's no, it's not active enough, so to speak, or it doesn't have a character, a positive character enough to be an expression of the Gemara's das. It has to be, you go into, there's a special location, a chuppah, they go under there, that reflects, that points to ideas, that's a hilt, that it has to be, that there is a form. There's a go into that place, that's an idea. You go to this location is a miyuchad for marriage, and that's an expression. But just a very, very mundane type of an action, they just have a talus over their heads, but it doesn't have a, it's not a significant enough to be, he rejects that, you know. Could be even the shita who held that would agree just putting a talis there wouldn't work. It could be that's why he says b'shas bracha. It could be it's like somehow the combination. I don't know exactly how it would work, but somehow the combination of the sudar b'shas bracha makes it, it's not just down just putting a sudar over your heads, but I don't know, something like that. Like,
could be that, no.
That's true. Yeah, I was saying the father gives her over and then he brings her into this place. It's like an event. You know, it's like a wedding, like at our weddings. You know what I mean? That's an expression of the fact that we're committing ourselves to a certain relationship. So it has to be. The fact that it's standardized and it reflects it. It brings it to mind. And it's telling the minhag. And if the minhag were to just go on a special bed that they had, you know, whatever, it would reflect, you know, that would also reflect it. You know, that's what it could be. It's nice. That's part of the thing. Is you're taking care of our needs. You give her a nice place to live. And nice, and it points to the ideas of chuppah, of taking care of her. Like, yeah, it could be the roses and the asamari came in that. It's a nice, it's the girls like it. It's a thing like that, you know. Girls like it, and it could be as part of the thing that you bring her into your house, you're taking care of her, and he's pointing to the fact that, you know, you can take care of her. I mean, it's true. He does say it's like they sit there it's like the marriage party sits there. It's like a place where they hang out. I mean, nowadays we just do the chuppah there, and that's it, and we leave, and we go back, you know. But it could be it's an idea, like it's just like you kuchasan yotzei mechupasa. Like there's like it could be as a makom of simcha and as a makom where they really, you know, would eat there. It could be that reflects the idea that gives a reality to the makom, that it really reflects the idea of where you take care of her and it's nice, she likes it there. It could be as part of the identity of the makom. It's a miyuchad for the simcha of the chasan and kala. I mean, we don't do that much now, but that's what he's talking about. They had that. Yeah, they'd actually sit there, you know, so they would reflect that this is a makom yuchad for them to hang out. Yeah.
Okay, so we have one thing we skipped. We never
when we did Kedusha and we did the Rambam, we skipped Halacha Dalet. So we're coming back. So it's the Halacha of Kedusha, the Isser of Kedusha. So the Rambam, after he talks about Kod Matan Torah, how marriage used to be and how marriage is, so now there's another thing. Kod Matan Torah says Alef Dalet and Isha. Kod Matan Torah, Haya Adam Pagei Isha B'Shak. From one Torah, a man would meet a woman in the street. Shuk. And Ratzahu Vihi, if they are both willing, Nosin Laschara, he'd give her wages. Ubo Alosa, Alema Darach, Golech. So they'd have Bia, I guess, on the side of the road, and they'd go on their way. Fine. So that's what they did. It's like a prostitute, right? On the side of the street, or whatever. But right, that's prostitution, basically. That's what he's describing. It's interesting. Zuhi Hanikras Kadesha. Okay, so that's called Kedesha. Okay, so but that institution we'll call prostitute. Okay, that's pretty much what it sounds like what he's describing, right? So for the time being, that whole story which he talked about, we're going to call that prostitute, just for simplicity. Okay, so we're doing a Kedesha, and this is called Kedesha. Right, so what's Kedesha? From what I'm saying, is you're not allowed to sleep with a prostitute. You're not allowed to meet a woman in the street, pay her wages, and have a view with her. That's Kedesha. That's what Kedesha is. And the Torah... So that was Asr. When the Torah came along, the Torah Asr, that institution. That institution, prostitution, you're not allowed to sleep with the prostitute. Right? That's what he's saying so far. Okay. Lefikach. Okay, loaded word Lefikach. Therefore, Kolabo Elisha, Lashem Znos, below Kedushin, anyone who sleeps with a woman with the intent of Znus, without Kedushin, Loka Min HaTorah, Lefi Shabal Kedesha, because he slept with the Kedesha. So, the problem, the most obvious problem here, is it just doesn't follow. I mean, he's saying is a prostitute, the Kedesha he describes for you clearly is a prostitute. Now he's saying is, therefore, and Torah Asr that, Asr prostitute, this is therefore, anyone who sleeps with a woman, for the purposes of Znos, which is not clear what that means, which is that's part of the problem, another problem, without Kedushin, gets Malkus, because he has slept with a prostitute. Right, so for instance, presumably it would seem, let's say the premarital sex would come under this. It would seem, right? I mean, that's... Right?
Yeah, you for money.
Yeah, exactly, but that's not a prostitute. I mean, yeah, I mean, the way he describes a prostitute, describes what a Kedesha, he says, what, this is what's called a Kedesha. Kedesha means someone who's waiting on the side of the road, you come to her, you pay her wages, and then you go. The Holechu, I learned that for Holech, and then you go. It's exactly like a prostitute. There's no relationship, no anything. It's just a prostitute, you're just paying her, it's sex for money. Now he says, then therefore, anyone who sleeps with any woman without Kedushin, Hashem's Nos, without Kedushin, gets Malkus because he slept with a prostitute. But he didn't sleep with a prostitute, he slept with his girlfriend. Doesn't say she's a prostitute, and he didn't give her money, and it wasn't on the side of the whole description sounds to be, he's describing a very specific thing. And then he says, Lefikach, therefore, something which has nothing to do with that, it would seem, it gets Malkus because he slept with a Kedusha. It's contradictory. I mean, the halacha itself, it sounds like he didn't read the first part of the halacha where he describes what a kedesha is. Johnny has a good point. So the puzzle is there should not be a kedesha in Vidas Yisrael. But the Ram is saying it's like the Isser. I guess he's holding the Isser is, how is there a kedesha? The way it's a kedesha is through sleeping with her. So that's a good question. So why does it say it that way? It's not the Isser to sleep with the Kedesha, it's Isser for there to be a Kedesha, and by you sleeping with her, it seems you are, I guess, rendering her a Kedesha, or doing an action of a Kedesha, or something like that, you know? But it has to be explained, I guess, yeah. Question, let's say it's a guyish prostitute, because here it's Lassi Agnesha Menes Yisrael, but the Ram doesn't say that, you mean? He just says, if Kalabal Isha, L'Shem is Nus, B'lo Kedushin, L'Kim Anatoro, Fisha B'lo Kedesha. So let's say she's a guy. That's a good point. I don't know, it's a good question. Okay. I guess the question is, L'Shem Znos, right? That's a funny problem. What does it mean? Like I said, no one before they have Bia says, L'Shem Znos. It's not, like, what does that mean? What does it mean, L'Shem Znos? I mean, it's true, in the original description of the Rambam, it doesn't say that she was officially a prostitute. Because it just says he meets a woman on the street. It doesn't say that she always hung out there and slept with anyone who wanted, but it just means they met on the street and they have Bia right there. So it doesn't seem that she has to be, that's her actual profession. But it means it's like that kind of a beer, though, I guess. The action, it's in the action, I guess. That wouldn't be so bad if without action, you know, that action. The problem is when it just becomes some beer like in your house with your girlfriend, it just seems like, how's that this? Okay, good. That's a good question. What he's saying is L'shem's nos below Kedushin. It means L'shem's nos, obviously it's not Kedushin. If you have Kedushin, it's not L'shem's nos. Right. I mean, I guess it depends how you define L'shem's nos. I mean, maybe it means even though you have Kedushin, you could do it in some sort of haphazard manner, which was like it's nos. It's vague. I mean, it depends what L'shem's nos means, really. To really answer, you have to know. It's true. You have to know what it means. But let's just read the Ravid quickly. So the Ravid says, Kazal Ravid Zal, in Kedesha Elam is Umanas. Kedesha means he's like, I guess, prepared. Prepared for his nuts. V'hi ha-mufkeras l'chol adam. It's a prostitute. Someone who is mufkar, hefkar to everybody. Aval miyachedes asma l'ish echad. But if she goes steady with one guy, even though there's no condition, ein ba lo malchus, v'lo is her love. There's no malchus, there's not a love. V'hi ha-pilegesh ha-ksuva b'vasak. That's a pilegesh. V'bal ha-lash n'doshim pilegesh mila ha-fucha v'morkeves pi shegal omedes the prokim lemishkal ulshamay says avayis v'pam lemishkav. Two questions: is there an isar sayis? Is it mutar? It only is mutar. Is it not malchus and it's not isar lav? But is there something wrong with it? It's not clear.
And this is livel b'kedushin.
All right, the asay is livel b'kedushin. Right, that's the asay is livel b'kedushin and livel b'ksuv b'kedushin. Right, but lisa yishav b'ksuv b'kedushin and the lav is lo tibol b'ksuv lo kedushin. V'yesh farm shekasuva and pilakshim b'li kedushin. So some swarms say pilakshim without kedushin. Okay. So basically the Ravid seems to be arguing, saying that's not kedusha. Kedusha means prostitute. Okay? But we call it prostitute. And he's saying as the Rambam is... It seems like he doesn't even like the Rambam's... I don't even realize this, but it sounds like he doesn't even like the Rambam's Kodem Matan Torah, because the Kodem Matan Torah doesn't say anywhere that she was Mufkeras L'chol Adam. It sounds like it could be you just meet a girl in a bar and you get along well and then you'll be a... So it doesn't, you know... Doesn't say that she always does this, you know. You pay her, you get along well, and then you pay her. According to the Rambam, seems to be that would be a kedusha. But the Ravid seems to be saying even that is, no, it's not true. That that has to be someone who's actually that's her job. She's actually miyuchad for that.
What does it mean literally?
I mean, it could be it's true. It could be the Ravid that doesn't like the money thing also. It could be it doesn't say it just means someone who's willing to have beer with anyone.
Right.
It's just totally open for anyone who wants to have beer with her. Could be, I mean, he doesn't like saying the Rambam's money thing also. Could be. It's not clear. Okay, but whatever the case is that according to the Kopi Lagash, according to the Ravid, if you actually have someone who's designated as your Pilagash, who you have be with her when you want to, but there's no condition, no Ksuba, so then that's not Kadesha. Mutter, I don't know, I'm not sure, but he's certainly saying it's not Kedusha. And according to the Rambam, it seems like it is. Because according to the Rambam, it's below Kedusha. It's below Kedusha. So, you may want to say the Rambam would agree with that. The Rambam wants to say the Rambam agrees with that. But the Rambam here in Malachim, and where is it? Dalid? So it's talking about that a king is basically allowed to take control over a whole kingdom. You know, he's allowed to take slaves, servants, and workers, and all different kinds of things. Okay, he's basically total control. Take people's animals, take their slaves. Okay, fine. So and then he says, he could take wives and pilagshim from everywhere. Okay, he could take from anywhere. He could take nashim and pilagshim. Nashim, so what's the difference? Nashim b'ksuva b'kedushin. Nashim is that he has ksuva and kedushin. U'pilagshim below ksuva below kedushin. Pilagesh without any ksuva, without any kedushin. Elav yichud b'lvad koneosam mutarasla. He just does yichud. It's not clear if he means yichud like yichud in private or yichud like designates art to him. It's not clear, but one of those. So you just do yichud and then she's mutar. Aval a hedjot also b'pilagesh. But a hedjot, a regular person, is also in a pilagesh. The only time you can have Pilagash is by an Amo Ivriya after Yiyod. So in Avodah and Dalad Zayin, he explains Yiyod. Basically, you have this, you have an Amo Ivriya, and then I guess when her time elapses, right?
Right. Well, you do whatever you want.
Whenever you want. So his case was here. Amulav pnei shnayim hariyad mekadeshes li hariyad merasas li hariyad li leisha filu besov sheish samach lashkiyas lachama. Ve'en tzorech litein la klom shemos harishonim lekidushim nitnu. Yenogibam min agishos. Ve'en yenogibam min shivchas. So basically you have some sort of, there's no actual Kenyan now, the original money that you got her with somehow functions to be Kedushin, and you basically make her your wife. Okay, but you don't have, I guess, the formal process that we know as Kedushin. There's no Maisa Kedushin. You just say, Hariyat Mekadesh Zemiyadis, in front of Shnei Edom.
It could be the Maisa Kedushin.
And it certainly wasn't what we know as Kedushin. I mean, it may have a Chalos of Kedushin, or some sort of, it's like Kedushin, but there's no like Kenyan. I mean, essentially, you're not doing, I mean, it's true, there was money originally, which is going for that. And you could say, I mean, maybe it was built in Tanai, maybe, or something like that. But, I mean, presumably what he means here, I mean, on the surface, he says, it's the only EP legacy we have is Amal Ivriya. It means that you don't have Kedushin. You don't have, like, the same Kedushin. That's a good question. I mean, it looks like there you do have some sort of a Kedushin. Okay, but the point, though, clear, is that he's saying is that you, no one person is not allowed to be Pilagish. Okay? However, Yehud's an exception of it. So it's a somewhat of a slight point. Maybe we could take it up. But essentially saying is that a normal person is not allowed to have a Pilagish. Why? Why is a normal person not allowed to have a Pilagish? Presumably because of Kadesha. What he says in Ishos. By the way, that's another problem. Is in the Isser and the Koseras of Kadesha, he says, Shalot Tibal Isha below Ksuo below Kedushin. And that's now all of a sudden, not only is it someone who doesn't have Kedushin, it seems to be without Ksuba also. So fine, so it means without having both of them. So if you sleep with a woman without Ksuba and Kedushin, you're over there, sort of Kedesha. So that's why if a Pilagash, who doesn't have Ksuba Kedushin, clearly Ksuba Pilagash doesn't have both, otherwise she'd be a wife. So that comes under the Zisser. Which is funny, because if you have Kedushin and no Ksuba, so you can tell me you're over there, sort of the Lav, the Oraisa of Pilagash. But Ksuba's Darabonon. I mean, we mentioned this before, but this is worse. You can give a guy Malkus, it would seem. I mean, or I don't know, maybe you won't, but it's he has in the Koseres, the Isser is to not to have beer with a woman without Ksuba and Kedushin. But that means you violate the Isser if she has Kedushin and not a Ksuba. But Ksuba's Darabonon. How could you violate the Darisa because you don't have a Ksuba? So that's difficult. But I'm saying, so simple pshat is the reason why you're not allowed to, have a Pilagash. Is because he's referring to. He says Hedi is also is because of the love of Kadesha. So, but then there's a big problem. It's a problem. Yeah, how's the king allowed to have a Pilagash? Because if you tell me that Pilagash, the Ram says that anyone who sleeps with someone without Ksuba or Kedushin, is over this or Kadesha. Now, the king isn't allowed to violate the law of him. I mean, he's not allowed to violate this or Kadesha. So, if you tell me that that Pilagash is this or Kadesha, which seems true because there's no exclusive condition. So then, how's the king allowed to do it? Right? That's a problem. The kings can't just do serum like that. I mean, he could take the mamonis and all that. It's true. He's controlled the dina mamonis, but he has a right to do that. But I mean, he can't just violate bias asuros. I mean, what the whole kedushas hashal doesn't apply to him. Good question. I mean, it's linked to Yud a little bit. The question is, if you tell me that Yud, there is Kedushin. So either you'd say there is or there isn't Kedushin. And if you say there is Kedushin, then why is it a Kedusha? So you could say because there's no Ksuba. But then the question is, so why isn't Yud also Kedusha? But I mean, you could say the Torah matered Yud. The Torah openly matered that Yud. So I mean, you can't say it's going to come under Kedusha. The Torah, I mean, we have to work out how the Torah did it, but I mean, Torah says you do Yud. So that's an institution where the Torah, you know, justified it or allowed it. I mean, to explain it, but it's not so much a problem. By a king having a Pilagash, where did the Torah matter that? I mean, you could say it's implicit that a king has a right to do that, but I mean, why is that implicit? It could be. So in Shem's Nus, below Kedushin, it's Shem's Nus means he just wants to sleep with her. But if you have Kedushin, you just want to sleep with a woman, and you give her a Kedushin, and then you give her a Ksuba, and you pay her her Ksuba after you divorce her the next day. So it is Nus, you just don't want to sleep with her. But it's with Kedushin, and it could be that's not going to be that's not going to be Kedesha. It could be that's what he means. So let's look into this, look into these problems. The big question is, what's the deal with Kedesha? I mean, I think the main questions are, first of all, the Rambam's flip-flopping here, because at first he says that Kedesha is probably someone who's like on the road and wages and all that, and then he says, Lefikach, that's Asar, and therefore Lefikach, anyone who sleeps with a woman It's a kedusha, but he doesn't, without kedusha, he doesn't say anything about the road and the wages, and so it just sounds a contradictory in the very halacha itself. What's Hashem's nos? I guess that's the question, what does he even mean? And then another major problem is the king. How is the king allowed to have a pilagash? If pilagash comes under a kedusha, then how is the king allowed to have him? And the machlokas rive, we're not going to understand the machlokas rive and Rama. Because it sounds like the rive is going to hold that this doesn't come under kedusha. It sounds like they're learning the isra of kedusha differently.